As I told him, I think it's a typical first day. Some sloppiness. I think there's rookies integrating with the vets, just kind of learning how to practice. And then the one thing that from a scheme standpoint, that we've put a lot in both sides of the ball, and we're going to do some things to test each other, and it's, some of it's, it tests ourselves, guys getting lined up. And so it was, like I said, a typical first day, a lot of good teaching moments on tape. You know, the key is that we can go in and get it graded and go through it with them, and the mistakes are getting corrected and not repeated. Travel issues. We had a couple guys. Craig Robertson was down in Houston, got caught in that, I guess, the flash flooding there. So we had some guys with some of the injury guys didn't come. I don't know if Efo, I don't think he's, we won't see much of him. He'll stay inside. The injured guys, Nick McDonald is not practicing. Vince is still recovering from his thumb. He'll likely won't take any reps in the spring. Telfer with the foot, as we know. Kareem Barton should be ready for camp. He'll be able to do just walkthrough stuff now. Armani is doing just individual stuff now. He can do the walkthroughs. I mean, Alex is ready to go. I'm sure he'll tell you that. But, I mean, that's just something where we just want to probably be a lot more conservative with it. So he'll be able to do anything where there's no risk of a collision or getting tripped up. Mingo can do some individual walkthrough stuff. We had him in a red shirt. I think he did some of the 7-on-7 work. Phil, gradual progression with him. He's on pace to be good to go for camp. Jamie Meter's got a hamstring. Should be able to get him up to speed pretty quickly. Yeah, there's just no substitute for being in the meetings and being around your teammates and just kind of getting, learning the ropes of the NFL early on. You just can't substitute that. So it's I wouldn't say it's going to put him behind tremendously. I mean, he'll have access to the to all the stuff that we're doing from a playbook standpoint. But it's one of those rules where it's tough. Those guys that are really at a disadvantage that are at those quarter system schools. Sure. I mean, that's, you would never let that be a determining factor. Maybe if it was, you were bringing in a guy for a tryout or something like that, and all of a sudden you realize that we might not have this guy all spring. That's a different story. But it's just a problem you work around. I mean, by the time we get to a little bit into training camp, it'll be an afterthought. Yeah, no, he's mixing those lineups. So you'll see, like, Cam will play all over the place. He'll get some left tackle work as well. John will get his work at right guard and at center as well. He approached it as you would have expected him to. We talk to our guys about being relentless in everything they do, not just on the field, but carry that over to the classroom, the weight room. Anybody that has an injury, approach their rehab that way, and that's what he's done. And it's to no one's surprise that he's back and he'll be full go for training camp. I don't want to get into grading specific plays today. I have a little better feel for it now, having been in a lot of those meetings. But he's been very engaged in the meetings, and it's good to see that a lot of stuff carried over from the meetings out onto the field, not just for him, but for all the quarterbacks. I just feel much better from that room, a better sense of urgency, and much more attention to detail. It's just coach's decision based on how those guys came out of phase two. I wouldn't say it's anything dramatic. I just think he's a little bit more, probably a little bit more focused now. But it's something that he's, as he knows and he has said, he'll have to prove it every day. Yeah, I think Scott showed us towards the end of the year what he's capable of, and now that he'll have been here through a full off season and been in through all the installs, that's tough when you come to a team midstream and the reps that you're getting for the most part, for him, we're off of a scout card, and that's when we really took notice of him and got him in there without a lot of prep work, just because of the circumstances. So we're looking for some big things from Scott. I was very curious to see how he would be coming back, and You know, he's been great. I mean, other than what he did to his hair, he's been great. Well, he showed flashes in the when he was out there on the scout team. I mean, again, he wasn't a guy that got a lot of reps with the starting units, but just, I mean, here's a guy that can, that is big, that's got a big catch radius, that can run, and that we were very curious to get him out here and get him through the off season and give him a chance to compete. And he's been, you know, so far so good with Rodney. To be honest, I did not know very much about him, but got to, you know, researched him heading into free agency, and then talked to a lot of people that had worked with him or knew him, and then just the experience when he was in here. I mean, you could tell this guy's loves football. He's all about team. All he wants to do is win. Ultra competitive. And he's been rock solid in the meetings, very, you know, on point with his preparation. And we didn't bring him here to be a mentor, but that's just who he is. He doesn't know any different. So, you know, he's been as advertised. I think he sees that as potentially a way to win football games. I mean, I think virtually any quarterback in the league, we said, hey, we want to take some pressure off. We want to get you in second and five and not second and 11. We want to get you in third and two and not third and eight. I think they'd all be appreciative of that. Just how his preparation helped him on the field, just knowing the play call and where everybody's supposed to be, and if somebody was misaligned, that he could get it corrected. And, you know, the defensively threw a lot of looks at him that he was able to kind of use the, quarterbacks have tools in the toolbox as far as changing protection and re-identifying, and there's different things we can get in and get out of based on the defensive look, and he handled that very well. Yeah, Justin, feel like he's having a good spring. I thought he looked very energetic out there today. So we'll see. I mean, that's just something. I think with all the guys that we're talking about, like you go back to Terrence or even Justin, it's a consistency thing. Like they prove you can do it one day, that means you can do it another, and you can do it another, and just keep stacking up good days, and that's what being a professional is all about. Well, I think the pre-snap movement stuff, I think is good. We're not going to overdo it. I know that's, we want to get a lot of it in, but you kind of have a feel for what defenses, who does this affect, who does it not affect. So we don't want to just shift in motion just to tire our guys out and not have it have an effect. So we're going to install a lot. We're going to throw a lot at our guys and see what we can retain, and then sit back as coaches and look at, here's what we do well, and go ahead and highlight that. I could see potentially a danger, but I think that's a risk worth taking. He's in our evaluation of him coming out, that he certainly proved that he was able to do it in college. There's no reason to think, just knowing the kid and his skill set and his ability to learn, and there's no reason to think he won't be able to do it. There'll be signs when it's getting to be much, and that hopefully as coaches we can pick those up. And but I think anytime you have a versatile guys that can play multiple positions, I mean, that always puts you in a position to have to put your best 11 out there. No, it's like back to school for me. Just to you kind of see plays from the defensive side, and now you kind of learn the structure of them and what specifically, just the details of it. And it's good to kind of to sit in the meeting almost like a player and learn it. And that way you get a better appreciation of what these guys have to go through. We tell them, hey, go home, get in your playbook, do this, do that. And I'm realizing that, hey, we're asking a lot of these guys. And to me, it's you have to be mature and have to be professional to be able to handle the volume of an NFL offense.